For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Joan Tower is hailed as one of the most successful woman composers of all time. She was the first woman ever to receive the coveted Graumeier Award in composition in 1990. She is the recipient of the Alfred I. DuPont Award for Distinguished American Composers. She was inducted in 1998 into the prestigious American Academy of Arts and Letters and into the Academy of Arts and Sciences at Harvard University in the fall of 2004. She won Grammys in 2008 for Best Classical Album and Best Classical Composition. Tower's unusual childhood had a profound effect on her musical personality. Her father was a geologist and mining engineer, and at the age of 9, Tower, who was born in New Rochelle, New York in 1938, found herself plucked from a very safe little neighborhood and thrown into the wilds of La Paz, Bolivia, where her father took a job as a high-ranking mining official. Tower spent the remaining 9 years of her childhood in South America. "It was very traumatic at first," she recalls, "but she quickly acquired the Latin culture's love of rhythm, thanks largely to her nurse, who went dancing every night with her young charge in tow. They'd throw me a percussion instrument and I'd play maracas or castanets all night. I had a ball." At the same time, Tower was taking classical piano lessons. She became an accomplished pianist, performing for 15 years with the Da Capo Chamber Players in New York, a contemporary music group she founded. Tower sees herself as a performer who composes, not the reverse. When Tower came of age as a composer, 12-tone serialism was in vogue. She wrote in that style for a while, but then became disenchanted. "It made her feel like an acrobat rather than a musician," she said. Tower's music has been commissioned by top orchestras and soloists. She is conducting more and more, and since 1972, she has been Asher Edelman Professor of Music at Bard College. She is also composer in residence with the Orchestra of St. Luke's. We're listening to Island Rhythms, composed in 1985. The work has three sections: fast, slow, fast. The central section has a slowly moving upward direction that becomes more luminous as it rises. The composer says this was an attempt to depict an underwater swimmer gradually rising to the water's surface from a very deep place in the ocean. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March here on KMFA.